There's unfortunately this misconception that sometimes an allergy is an intolerance, but as far as allergies such as Robert has, he could go easily into anaphylactic shock, and that means that an immediate action is required by either himself, if he's able, or someone around him to inject him with an AAI, and a 999 call has to be made immediately. Because a second injection has to be administered, which, as we know, with incidents such as that the girl on the EasyJet flight, it doesn't always work. So they need medical attention very quickly. So people need to be switched on. I also organised an AAI course here locally, so that the family around Robert and friends would be aware on what to do, and it would be very useful if more people were aware on what needed to happen in case somebody else goes into anaphylactic shock, and then they would know. A little bit like first aid, really, incorporating that into a first aid. People need to be aware. It's life-threatening. You know, every year there are new members of staff within the school, new members of staff within the canteen. Now, luckily, Robert's canteen is a nut-free environment, which gives us a good level of confidence in the foods he's eating. But there are new people joining the canteen, and with the new with the pandemic now, a new question mark or a new equation, then does that mean that people forget about allergies and are more worried about one-way systems in the canteen than perhaps life-threatening conditions? That can be arisen by the fact that somebody's introduced a nut in a meal somewhere. So yeah, absolutely, there is a concern there that nothing is gone by the by, and the allergies are still there in paramount position rather than being in the background now because everything else that's going on. It would be really useful if children in the school recognised allergy reactions, not just anaphylactic shock, but just allergy reactions. Ignorance can only lead to mistakes happening and things not diagnosed. Therefore, if pupils were educated about allergies and what kind of reactions could spark from an allergy, then everybody could get into action a lot faster, and therefore then things that could be life-threatening could be prevented or stopped at an earlier stage.